side hustles often provide opportunities to develop new skills and expand your knowledge and expertise, making you obviously more marketable. Let's look at the pros and cons. What are the benefits? Where does it fit in the grand scheme of your life? I think this is super important to get perspective of where you are in life, where are you going, and evaluate if a side hustle is necessary.
Hold your station, this education is relevant. The motivation through conversation is evident. We're talking spiritual body mind development. This is the manhood experiment.
Before we continue, we need your help. We'd like to reach more like-minded people just like you and share our knowledge on personal growth, health, and success. So can you do us a favor and in your podcast app, hit the subscribe button and give us a 5-star review and leave us an encouraging comment. Do it right now while you listen to this episode. That will help us know you're listening and that you care, and a little action will help us reach more folks. Now back to our show.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
All right. Welcome back. You like that one? All right, welcome guys to the Manhood Experiment. In this episode, we're going to talk about the side hustle, hashtag side hustle. The pros, the cons, where does it fit in the grand scheme of your life? I think this is super important to get perspective of where you are in life, where are you going, and evaluate if a side hustle is necessary. Maybe you already have a side hustle. And let's look at the pros and cons. The pros, is it adding benefits? What are the benefits? Is it taking away from your life, like your family time and from your passion? So we're going to look at a big picture. We're going to look at some examples. Jay and Dreams are here with me. They're going to share some of their ideas as well. But let's kick this off with a roundtable, short roundtable, and see how you guys doing. What are you guys up to, man? What are you guys up to?
I feel blessed today. I got to surf for almost 2 hours, which is really rare.
Nice.
Wifey's out of town. That means wifey's out of town. Actually, I surfed 3 days in a row. So I'm happy, man. I'm just vibing. Some business projects moving forward. Blessed to be close to the beach. I got some trips coming up.
So basically, you have some side hustles going on.
I got some side hustles in the mix. I got some side hustles percolating. I got some side hustles just growing and forming. And yeah, baby.
Okay.
What's good with y'all?
Dreams. Getting dangerous. Stay dangerous. Stay What's dangerous happening? Then. Big Dreams in the house. Watch your mouth. But yeah, man, I've been just hanging. We celebrated Juneteenth with my family. If you don't know the history of Juneteenth, researchers, or I can just explain it. 1985, Emancipation Proclamation. But basically, slaves in Galveston, Texas were still mentally enslaved, even though they were by law free. So we had the people of the Union, troops of the Union finally go down to Texas to announce that these slaves were indeed free. And that is a celebration of June 19th, which we know is now called Juneteenth, officially a federal holiday in 2021. So we're excited about that. It's the first time me and my family been able to celebrate it since it's been a federal holiday because the pandemic made everything wonky. So it's excellent. We went out 3 different days, Balboa Park. They had plays, introduced to my kids, music. Got to get them out in the arts. Got to bring my family to my world of the music scene and of the entertainment and arts and how people express themselves in. Just to see how they interacted in that environment and moved in that environment was special to me.
I love San Diego and Balboa Park. The community there, especially for those celebrations, are awesome.
It was beautiful, man.
I used to like going there to see the steel pan as well. Some Caribbean flavor there.
Okay.
At times too. Yeah.
Yes, sir, man.
I'm a Caribbean guy, man.
Yeah. All right.
Queen, baby. Billy Ocean.
Yeah. I've been honestly busy with work, but I'm getting ready to pack to go to Europe. So that's happening soon. My house is in a mess, so I have to clean my house and get things organized and get all the stuff organized before, you know, just peace of mind.
Yeah.
There's always side hustles, man. I'm always doing some side hustling here. So
Euro trip. Side hustling.
Every day I'm hustling.
Yeah, that's a big tune. Yeah. So let's look at a big picture of where does it fit into your life. I want this to be interactive I want to ask you guys, what are some side hustles you have, given that what I just shared, what are some side hustles you have and some of the benefits it brought to your life? Jay, you want to start off?
Yeah, first of all, I want to make this more contextual so people can grasp this, like what a side hustle is, because some people, this is getting a lot of attention. And we could look at, gosh, we're in a time and place where we have to have a side hustle in order to afford a house or the things that we want to do.
If you live in California,
yeah. Mm-hmm. We're in a time, I guess you could say, where it's like this is the side hustle time again. Like everybody has some sort of side hustle that they're doing. Let's paint two examples here. You're doing a side hustle because you need the extra income to do something that you love or to take care of your family and provide. Or you are doing something that you enjoy, like you teach or you do something else, and then you do a side hustle because you love it and it gives you extra purpose to your life. And so I think that we got these different phases, but we're also at a time right now where it's like you could start a side hustle when you're 20 years old or 18 years old based off of a hobby that you kind of keep on the side and you grow it, and then it turns into something that you've gotten some social proof, and then you take it on a Shark Tank and pitch it. Like that's an example of a side hustle. And I think that when you watch Shark Tank, you see these people that I would say almost 90, 80% of them are working some sort of other job or career, and they've been working this on the side. And the people that get a lot of respect, they've like, wow, you've managed to do all of that with your free time. And they did it maybe out of a place of necessity, like they needed to. They needed to scratch this itch because the world needed it, or they saw this opportunity and wanted to get involved with that. And so from me, this also can come from a place of maybe not having enough confidence to leave the current position you're in, but you know there's something that brings you more fulfillment. For me, what I'd say is I knew I always wanted to do something in the health and wellness field, but I played it safe. I think I had a main job that would bring in the income to pay the bills so that I wasn't experiencing so much stress and scarcity that it wasn't blurring my decision-making when it came to having that side hustle. So there's a way that I went about it, playing it safe, to start coaching clients on the side. You know, it started when I was doing medical sales. I would talk about health and nutrition all the time, and then I had one of my doctors started referring some of his patients in here before surgery that I would help them get ready for based on like taking care of their health and wellness and their nutrition. That was something I could dabble in, and I was able to sample that out. And as we get further into this, I want to come back around and talk about how we can grow that side hustle into our main entree when the time is right, but why you have to weigh it out. In some cases, you have to believe in something so much that there is no plan B, but a lot of times it's a smarter way to go about it is to do it when you're more fluid. For instance, a side hustle, if you have kids when you're 22, you might have less room for a side hustle than you do before you have kids. So the age of your life doesn't matter as much, I feel like, just depending on when you decide that you have that burning desire. So I wanted to add that.
Sure.
I hope that that helps, that a side hustle can really be at any stage of your life. But from this, you can decide when is it worth putting energy into it, and where can you get some examples, which I'll touch on that, of, hey, here's some examples how you can create a product, or you could use your information and your experience to create a course or something like that. That's how I think about it from examples from my life.
So true.
Yeah, very valid.
I think that's very true, because at this time in my life, to be very transparent, I'm currently spinning plates in a sense to where I developed these talents and skills in many ways over time. And in one time in my life, this, I don't know, ultimate climax of greatness, bringing a new life for my children, growing my marriage as we've started a new location with our home. And then with that, I've been finally able to build out a studio to invite artists in. So all these three things in one time of my life, as opposed to in my 20s, I had kids. Now in my 30s, my kids are 9 and more independent, right? Where I can focus on the hustles. So it all depends on the human being, on the person and your mindset and how bad you want it at the end of the day. Because there's never going to be a perfect time, in my experience, to start the thing that's going to bring you fulfillment. Like you said in the last episode of your mission statement, fulfillment was a word that really stood out. What's going to make you happy? You need to make time for that. And then as you enjoy that passion and the process of creating that product more and more, I think that's when it gets to a point to where it's less energy to dive into it. It takes less energy to develop and get to that next step. That's just my two cents on it. What do you think, T?
I like that. There's never a right or wrong time, and it could happen at any phase of your life. And appropriately for you, it's happening at a stage where you're pursuing growth while you're starting a family, and you want that creative expression as well, and it blends in beautifully. And what Jay said, he made a good point as well too. I didn't know if he meant to say this, Jay, or if I picked this up wrong, but it allows you to play it a little safe in a sense, in that you can test something, test to see if it works while you keep your main income. Mm-hmm. Would you allude into that as well, Jay?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's scary to leave a source of income you have for safety to take a risk on something that's not proven. For instance, if you go into self-employment or work on your own, it's fun and you have freedom, but you also might be working more than ever because nothing's guaranteed. Whereas I know that when I clock in or I sign on a contract to work with a company, I have these expectations that I'm getting paid this and this and that. And the scary thing is not everybody works well in that scarcity or those lack of resources. Some people come to life when their back is against the wall. Other people are motivated by the fear of loss. So I think that that has to be in play, that you think about that. And are you creating too much risk for yourself if you just left something to do that? I think you got to get some traction, get the confidence and the social proof, like I said, that, hey, this is something that has legs on it, and you run. So for example, my wife, her creating a side hustle feels a lot better because my income fortunately can take care of our necessities. And that is something that is so much different compared to her working full time and trying to do the side hustle that she had and have a child, family. It's just, there's not enough time for it. Obviously it can be done, but there's times where it's more likely to be able to do it. So I know I went on a lot there, but why I try to be so descriptive with these examples is like finding yourself in this example, because it's so easy to think, well, that's not me, I have these excuses or so on. And no offense here, but, and here's one of the things I do with clients. Let's break down your time. You say you're so busy. Let me see your schedule and I can tell you what your priorities and your values are. Let me see what you did with all your time, because I work for a corporate company right now. And the fact is most people work like 3 to 4 hours of actual work. And that's stretching it for a lot of people per day. The rest of the time they're talking with their neighbor, they're coming up with ideas, they're researching and blah, blah, blah. So you kind of get where I'm going there, I hope.
Yep, I like that.
I believe it. I would say for myself, it took some time for me to find that level, because you might have the people, you know, you have the 9 to 5 year career, and you might relate to this story because this is me. Getting to California, taking that leap of faith to come to California for a better opportunity, it still took me another 5 years to now get myself back in position from when I left my last position in DC. I had to take a lateral move and actually a step down just so I could find an open door in California to get into the same company. From there, it took me 5 years. It took me 3 years to get back to where I was, then another 2 years to get to where I am now in my position, which is like a very high level position in finance, to where I can take care of what I have here. The bills are paid. Everything's taken care of. We have excess funds to where we can think about, well, what do we want to do with this, right? So that may be your path. And in that, you may not have had time to explore too much of your side hustle until you've gotten that level playing. So what I'm saying in that is that as you develop your career, if you find a place in your career you can level off and you're like, you know what, this is good, now you can make time for that side hustle. But if you continue to go into the hustle of your career, you may not even have the mental capacity once you finish your day to say, dang, I have this energy because I have this time. You may have the time, but then not have the energy. So that's one thing I would also behoove somebody to take in consideration when they're trying to go after their side hustle. Because I really had to find that balance, and it took some time to do so.
Yeah.
That's real big. That's real big. The energy management factor is huge, because that's where it comes down to your scoreboard. And you're not going to be fulfilled, or how accomplished are you going to be if you're out of energy with your family? You come home and it's like you're doing all this. So you got to have your why. The why power behind it's so important.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I love the organic discussion here. And I didn't really define the side hustle as much. Jade spoke about it and Dream shared his version. I'll just read off what I have here before we continue. A side hustle refers to a secondary or additional income that individuals pursue along their primary job or main source of income. It typically involves leveraging one's skills, interests, or available resources to generate extra money. That's what points we made, and create opportunities for personal and financial growth. Side hustles are often flexible and can range from part-time jobs, freelancing, starting a small business, etc., etc. Now, we spoke about some of the pros here, and some of the pros, you know, it provides additional income. Side hustles offer that potential of extra money that you can use to supplement your primary income and pay off, especially like debts. You know, people accumulate debts easily, and you can save for future goals. A side hustle, and this is a great point where Jay spoke about, he was assisting, I think, medical professionals, and he started to develop the skill of nutrition. So it could offer skill development. So side hustles often provide opportunities to develop new skills and expand your knowledge and expertise, making you obviously more marketable.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dreams.
No, I was just taking that into consideration of what you're saying. And one thing that I liked what Jason shared was how he developed his side hustle. I know sometimes people are trying to figure out, well, how can I identify that potential side hustle, that skill? Sometimes it's aligned in what you're already doing. And then you can kind of put a name to it. Like, he's been motivating people all his life. But then, well, what's the career path to motivation? A coach, right? So being able to find that title to what you're naturally good at. With me, I'm just good at building. I'm good at creating. I can apply it to anything. But I like where you're going with the distractions of what a side hustle can be, because I think I have something for that. Go ahead, and then I'll jump in. Hey, listeners, this is Big Dreams. And I just wanted to take a moment to thank you all for listening to today's episode of The Manhood Experiment. Please follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Manhood Experiment. There, you'll find the latest giveaways and some very funny behind-the-scenes moments. Now, back to the show.
So we spoke about, just to recap a little bit, Jace shared his personal take on side hustle, Dream shared his, and we're going over some of the pros that we extracted from this, from what both of them shared. And one of the big things as well with side hustles, we spoke about additional income, skill development. You're allowed to pursue your passion and interests. It's something that both of you have aligned your side hustles that you have had in the past with your passions and interests. The entrepreneurial experience, starting a side business, can be a valuable entrepreneurial experience. And also, one thing that is often overlooked is expanding your professional network. Dreams, you've made a lot of connections through your side hustle of music.
True.
So through building communities and networks and stuff like that. So
I say about 90% of my friends out here in San Diego.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've been through music, connections of getting out to pursue that passion, to pursue that goal, and finding like-minded people who apply and approach that passion the same way and take it as seriously as I do. So that's been a piece that's been able to help me identify those who just individually are sound in mind, who have that same belief system. I'm like, okay, this person could be a part of my herd, because I know if I get tired, I could look at them and I'm like, oh, they're still going. They're still running. So that's a huge benefit of having the side hustle, the connections and the relationships. And it's helped me tremendously out here, coming from a completely different state and having to rebuild that. Yeah.
I want to jump into the cons really quickly here. And this is when I share the cons, and the whole purpose of this is, whether you have a side hustle now or you were thinking about one, you weigh the pros and the cons. And I think there's some value in this. And the one of the biggest cons is time commitment. Is it taken away from your primary job and you're balancing multiple responsibilities and you're spending less time with your loved ones or less time just resting and recovering? And fatigue and burnout is something that's often associated with side hustles.
I wanted to chime in there.
Yeah, go ahead, Jay.
I think it's really important when we talk about the time commitment type of thing, because we have three different perspectives. You know, two of us are fathers. Mm-hmm. We have a family. And for a long time, I was not a father. I was a bachelor that had a lot of freedom and loved doing things that were self-serving and enjoyable and traveling and doing all those things. I never looked at myself as a selfish person. But it's really important to look at that when you break down the timing of, is it worth it? And so when we talk about time commitment, energy management, and how bad you want it and what's important. And I think that I really want to just tune in here to where the pros and the cons of just time commitment. If you want something bad enough, you can go to bed earlier, you can wake up earlier, you can work on things. And here's where I've seen people with side hustles, they treat it kind of like a hobby, like how you normally go to the gym and you put in this time, you commit to that, to working on a craft, to go to band practice, to go to cooking lessons or whatever it is. Like that's how these things fit into your life. And it's like that with a lot of successful people that have accomplished big things. Everybody that we admire for creating a big business, that person also sacrificed something. And so the sacrifice here is, yeah, it looks so great that you went and accomplished this great business feat. You helped your family get ahead. But like, were you absent from your family in a prime time, like when your kids were young?
Yeah.
And you really have to break that down of like, is it worth it? What is it really taking away from?
I'm always thinking about that, Jay.
Yeah.
That's a great point. I'm always thinking about that.
And T, no offense, but you don't think about that until you have those commitments. Like you just don't. Mm-hmm. And I can say that now that, well, yeah, now it gives me extra purpose, because if I felt like I was stuck at status quo and I was doing a job that I felt like I needed to do to pay the bills and I'm just a number or a cog in the wheel, yeah, that side hustle maybe allows me to escape there to be able to go travel and do something that is more fulfilling. But I just really wanted to hit big on that, because I think that's it has to be one of the biggest cons. You can break down a lot of different cons that take away the freedoms of our life or whatever, but cons, it can just be sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice? And for most people, wake up call, it's a lot of times just sacrificing comfort. When we can play the game of how much time are you spending watching TV or watching somebody else play sports or watching a TV show when you could use that. And that's where energy management comes into it. It's hard to do if you're not taking care of your fundamentals and your health and all that. So I just wanted to drop that there because I felt like it was relevant.
I'll jump right in to say that. I don't even have a PlayStation in my house for that reason. Do I want one? Yeah. I would love to have a PlayStation. I love competition in that sense. But is that type of competition really helping me get to my goal as far as the time management, right? Now, you do have people who are like passionate gamers, and there's now a career to where you can be paid a career gamer. But that doesn't align with my mission statement. That doesn't align with what I'm trying to actually get done for myself. So those type of sacrifices and decisions of eliminating distractions to make time for your side hustle, because I can enjoy music just as much as I would probably enjoy PlayStation. What's the difference these days? I'm in front of a screen. I have controls. I'm creating something in this time. And then at the end, there's these endorphins.
It's more productive. Yeah.
There's a product from it. If I play the game, same thing, yada, yada, I get to level 10, I finish, I feel good. But it didn't really help me get to where I wanted to get to. So those are the type of things that I would say maybe you want to consider how much time you're putting into that.
Yeah.
To make more time for your actual side hustle.
Mm-hmm. I would say one of the things I look at is a side hustle. We're assuming a side hustle could be your passion, but sometimes side hustles is, you know, you have to pay the bills and you have to work Uber. But at the same time, the side hustle might be taken away from your real passion project that you have, that little limited free time. And the side hustle is not the thing that you really want to do. So that's one thing to look at. Yeah. And then I always think of it as well, is you only have a limited time in the day. And if you're doing a side hustle and then you have time with your family, etc., when are you going to do the thing that you want to go all in, which is maybe the main business you want to do? And we keep dabbing here and dabbing here. Or it might be you have a primary business or a primary job, but at the end of the day, you're doing a side hustle and it's taking away energy from the thing that you want to focus the most. So I feel like those are the biggest cons when I think about, for me at least, when I think about side hustles. And obviously, before we wrap up, we want to share some examples of hustling. And Jay, you have some stuff you want to share?
Yeah, I hope we can spark some interest here, because it's easy to think like, shoot, man, I can't even think where I fit into a side hustle. So we talked about different hobbies or life skills. But when I think of one prime example of a side hustle is, where are you a level ahead of somebody else? And it could be from experience from your current job that you're doing, and you could consult people that are a level below. It could be helping people tweak their resumes to land a certain type of job. It could be literally something from your job, as long as it's not conflicting, to teach somebody something around that. A really common side hustle, and I have conversations with these people all the time, are ride shares, people like Uber and Lyft. I always ask, hey, is this your main gig, or do you just do it on the side? And you'd be surprised, for a lot of people, it is a side hustle that they do because they know that they can guarantee this extra little bit of income. And that could be their purpose is to help pay their tuition for their kids through school. For some of them, it's a side hobby, like they lost a spouse and they do it to be able to interact with people and supplement income. So okay. Uber Eats, food delivery, those are really common examples that it's really fortunate that if you are an artist, like you could do this to help fuel whatever you're trying to do or just get some extra income. So where I'm going with all this is we're at a time right now where resources are no longer that much of an excuse. If you got a car that's within like 15 years old, and you can now even pay a fee to rent the car through Uber or whatever. So it's like, if you want something bad enough, the resources are out there. AFT, Amazon Fulfillment, for example, you can create a product or find somebody else's product and sell it on Amazon. You could spend 20 hours watching YouTube videos on how to sell products on Amazon or create your own product. I watched a really good example of somebody who created a tea, and they invested a little bit of money. They got a loan, ended up being like $5,000 to $8,000 to create a tea. They got the label, the packaging, and they created a program online to sell it, built a list. And within a few months, they made their money back and were making a little bit of a profit. Now is a side hustle that ended up becoming somewhat passive through the fulfillment of Amazon. Creating a course, consulting, like I said, buying and selling. And this one could be time consuming, but you could make low offers on Marketplace or Craigslist, buy things and sell them for a couple hundred dollars more. Bicycles, furniture, exercise equipment, for example, dog walking, babysitting. Couple different examples there of something that you can utilize with your time. So I hope that gave a little bit of inspiration there. There's so many different examples that you can do.
Let me jump on that bandwagon, Jay. That definitely gave some examples. I'll tell you some websites even, because that's the day and age we live in, right? There's a website called Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R. For me as an artist, there's so much that I had to take on as an artist. There's mixing, there's mastering, there's production, there's recording, there's songwriting. So many pieces to actually have a song that you don't know until you're starting to create a song. What if you're just a great songwriter and it takes you too long to record songs? You could literally write lyrics for other people and sell these as a service. And you don't even have to leave your house. So that takes even away the excuse of a car. Like Jay said, if you do something and you know that you're a level above somebody else, somebody in America, this capitalistic society that learning, think and grow rich in this world of capitalism, somebody's willing to pay for that service. The good news is we're always a level, a step ahead of somebody else in something that we do. You just got to find them. So Fiverr, that's an easy website to look for.
Fiverr and Upwork. So that's Upwork. Freelance work that you can do. Yes. I used Upwork when I wrote my book for people that would help edit it and all that. So you got a skill, there's so many different things that you can do that you could put what you charge and give some examples. I charge $50 an hour to help create landing pages on websites, or I charge $75 an hour to create workout and meal plans. I charge $50 an hour to organize data, blah, blah, blah. You get the idea. Boom. That's actually a good one. I like that. And that can give you some inspiration. Just search through there.
Yeah. So I want to leave with experiment, and it kind of piggies off what Jay said earlier. Where are you a level ahead? And meaning, how I interpret that is, what skill that you possess that people pay you for? And think about that. What skill you have that you can transform into side hustle based on this. And we give some examples. where you can do that, or you don't necessarily need a skill, like a real high-end skill. You could be Uber driving or something, but I think it's always good to develop a skill and you see potential there, and that could lead into your main gig at some point. But start with that. What skill do you think that you can offer in a side hustle, and weigh the pros and the cons. Yes, you can earn money, you can develop your skill, you're pursuing your passion, or it's an entrepreneurial thing, but look at also the cons as well. Is it all adding on top of what you already have? Ask yourself, are you truly committed to doing this? And look at the time commitment as well too.
I gotta ask this question before we end.
Yeah, go for it.
I want to let us go, but the listeners need to know this question. Mm-hmm. You are a serial entrepreneur. It's the best way I can describe it, T. How did you transition and take the skills from your side hustle to jump into your career? I think a lot of people would want to know that.
Yeah, so I was originally in IT, and I was working in the city in Port of Spain, Trinidad, and it was a long, grueling 12-hour day. And what I did, I took a pay cut, and I got a job closer to home working in a school, same IT, but a much smaller scale down. And it was just like not a great job, but it allowed me more time to pursue. I had a lot more free time. And from there, I was making a little bit of money, but I was pursuing what I wanted to learn, which is business. And that allowed me at that time to learn business. And then I eventually got a job online, which led into learning more about marketing and sales, and led me to finding my mentor at that time. And that eventually led me to move into the US. So I don't know if that answers your question.
I think so.
But was actually making time to find that. Yeah.
That locks exactly into what we're saying. You had to find a way to make time, even if it was a sacrifice of the income at the moment. Okay. That was beautiful, concise. Thank you.
Cool, cool. Jay, you want to add anything before we close off?
I think that's good. I think that we weigh it out. Are you doing it for money, purpose, passion? Ask yourself that. Get on YouTube for some examples. I love YouTube. There's so many great examples of what you can do, and test it out, put it into action.
Cool. And that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and stay tuned for more to come. That's a wrap. Boom.
Hey, what's up? This is Big Dreams. Thank you for checking out today's episode of The Manhood Experiment. If you like today's episode, please subscribe and give us 5 stars. Not only does your feedback matter, but it helps us to connect with others just like you that find value in our weekly episodes. So subscribe, share, and speak with your friends and family about today's episode. And most importantly, take care of yourself, keep growing, and join us again on the next episode of The Manhood Experiment.